The Fordson High School football team in Dearborn, Michigan, is trying to make another championship run in the state playoffs this year. Players often have to balance academics, family, and football. But if they're going to win the state championship, they'll have to balance yet another factor. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports.
While many sports fans in Metro Detroit are talking about this weekend's football game between perennial collegiate rivals, the Michigan State Spartans and the Michigan Wolverines, high school sophomore Zena Baydoun is more interested in how the Fordson Tractors will fare in their next game.
I think they're pretty good this year. I mean, I want them to go to the championship and win and everything.
What do you think of their chances of doing that?
I think it's a good chance. I think they'll make it.
Set. Go.
The Fordson High School Tractors have a record of 8 wins and 1 loss this season, and they're expected to advance far into the playoffs. But they're facing one challenge that most other teams in Michigan aren't, the holy month of Ramadan. In the Islamic faith, Ramadan marks God's revelation of the Quran to Muhammad more than 1,300 years ago. Muslims are expected to fast during daylight hours, not eating or drinking from sunrise to sunset. That faith-based sacrifice heavily affects the Fordson team, since all but 2 of the Tractors are Muslim. Quarterback Salah Abazid says there was never any doubt that his faith would come first.
It hasn't actually been that bad, you know. We know what our priorities are. We set them straight, and in a way it helps us as a team. It disciplines us, and it helps us through adversity. It's helped us in the passing games also.
Head football coach Jeff Stergala says he's seen the makeup of the school change during his 23-year tenure. Once heavily Greek and Italian, Fordson's student body is now more than 70% Muslim. Stergala says he's had to make a few changes to accommodate his team's faith, like making sure there's no water on the field during afternoon practices so it's not a temptation. Some practices have been held after dark to ease the stress on the students. But Stergala says there's one change that really makes a difference.
I guess the biggest thing we do is that after we come off the field, before we go into our weight room or our study sessions or our film sessions, what we do is when they come off the field, they change clothes and we feed them a meal, and they break their fast together.
Stergala says teammates breaking their fast together after sunset has strengthened their bonds and focused the team. He says it may have even been a factor in last year's strong playoff run. Fordson tailback Ali Hoseki says the fasting has done what it's supposed to do, giving him a sense of inner strength.
Ramadan is one of the most important months of the year. It disciplines you and it makes you a man. You know, we go out there, we go to practice. It's more satisfying when you find out, yeah, we're fasting and we're doing all this hard work. So it makes you like a better man.
Hoseki says he believes other teams see that inner strength too, giving the Fordson Tractors a reputation that's even tougher than the one they've historically had. He says that will make a difference in this year's state playoffs.
My hope's that we're going to win and we're going to keep moving on. Hopefully get that state ring.
Fordson plays its first postseason game tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.